loving God. May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your eyes. And God, may I never lightly presume to preach your word. And may we never lightly presume to hear your word. For in your word is abundant life. Amen. So we just had people join Jubilee, and some of the United Church of Canada, 10 people, it's awesome. And we've got communion, you can see we're all set up, and the service is already going to be too long, and I know everyone's looking forward to the fire drill. So fortunately, Jesus gave us an executive summary of the faith. My goodness. The folks that just joined really should know what they've gotten themselves into. And those of us who've been around for a little while, well, we know there's no free lunch, so we should know the cost of coming to the table in a few minutes, right? So there it is. I mean, I could go through the 613 commandments of the Hebrew Scriptures and the multitude of the directions offered in Christian Scripture, but seriously, we don't have time. We're busy, and there's a fire drill coming. Yes! So here it is. Are you ready? Love your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Got it? God, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay, I'll slow it down just a little. Love your Lord God with all your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay, good. We're done here. Daniel, play something finishy. No, wait. Do you love the Lord your God with all your heart? Do you? How would anybody know? Pat Jensen knew that I loved her in high school because I got a whole bag of fortune cookies and I carefully plucked the fortunes out and then replaced them with testimonies to my love, predictions for our future, and a suggestion of some of the things that we could be doing together. You made any fortune cookies for God recently? I should mention the strange look I got from her father when he opened one. And of course, it would be one about some of the things that we could be doing together. It was, you know, have you dared to be embarrassed for your faith lately? Gone out on a limb? Have you risked being foolish or vulnerable for God? Not your church, not your denomination, or even the church, but for God, when someone has maligned or ignored God or misrepresented the love of God. Or did you just sort of figure out that God could take care of God's self? You know, like if you never stand up for the one you love, can you really claim to love them with all of your heart? Would your most important relationships thrive if you never said, I love you, out loud? Can you claim to love God with all your heart? Okay, we got to get going because we do have communion and, of course, the fire drill. I'm sorry, what was that? Yes, love the Lord your God with all your mind. What about your mind? You do that, right? I mean, you know, we don't need to talk about that. Or do you shut your mind off when you start hearing about God? I mean, do you accept the things that you read about God without really thinking about them? Will you take your really tough questions to God, or do you just leave them unasked? And I wonder sometimes, because I talk to people. I know that shocks you, but I do. I talk to people at coffee in their homes, young people getting ready for confirmation, or parents bringing their children to baptism. And I won't say it's universal, but it's frequent. This reluctance, almost a shame about their faith. You know, they'll say, people say, well, yeah, to tell the truth, I feel like a hypocrite sometimes. I mean, I'm not sure I believe everything the church teaches. I come to church and sometimes my mind wanders. I'm just not into it. Because I have my doubts about a lot of things, you know, about faith, about religion, about things I hear in the Bible. And I want to say to those people, nicely, without frightening them away, that's not hypocrisy. That's the beginning of loving the Lord your God with all of your mind. Hypocrisy is preaching one thing, knowing one thing, and then intentionally, calculatingly practicing something else. But doubting, struggling, that's the result of using your mind and questioning what you hear. Coming to church but not being sure about what you're hearing or even what you're saying, that's not a lie. It's honest doubt. And when we apply ourselves to doubt individually or as a community, that's when we actively love God with our minds. That's when we find answers. That's when we find a better way to live with less doubt, because we acknowledge it, we embrace it. People will say, like, how can I believe in a God that allows babies to be born into hunger, or politics to go on as it does, or storms to kill innocent people? How can I prove God's existence? How can God or going to church make any difference to me since I lost the one person that means the most to me? How can God make any real difference in my life? How do I find this God amidst the rubble and the mess of organized religion? There is nothing wrong with that question or those questions. There might be something wrong with the person who gives you a short answer and expects it to be covered that way. But don't be afraid to ask the questions. See, loving God does not mean protecting God from the tough stuff. It means believing in God enough to trust that God can help you sort it out, will help you sort it out. If you never ask, you'll never know. And you'll find it very hard to say that you love the Lord your God with all of your mind. Okay, that should do it. I think that pretty much now earns us our spot at the communion table and, of course, the fire drill. Love the Lord your God with all your soul. I mean, come on. This has got to be the longest executive summary in history. They ask Jesus one thing, the greatest commandment. He gives them at least three. But it is his table that we want to come to. So, love the Lord your God with all your soul. You heard a little bit about the passion. You heard about the questions. Now Jesus wants us to commit something else to God. Ourselves. Who we really are. What we really feel. Our passion, our questions, our pain. The things that worked, the things that didn't work. The choices that we've made, good and bad. The things that we've been called, fairly and unfairly. The things that we've done, the things that we haven't done. Just like our questions and our doubts, our foolishness and our passion, God also wants our mistakes and our hurts and our victories and our defeats. What does it mean to love God with all your soul? It means giving all of those things to God, sharing them, not denying them. It means sometimes hurting, and it means sometimes healing. You know how you felt when you first held your baby in your arms? You remember how you couldn't wait to see your grandma or your grandpa? Think about how it feels to sit at an airport waiting for your best friend to arrive. You have so much to tell her, and you can't wait to hear how things are going for her. You've been waiting for her to arrive all week. And then there, just coming through the gate, just over there, smiling with her eyes and her big toothy grin, there she is. And in that moment, when you hold your child or grandchild or hug your aunt or uncle, in that moment you understand what it is to love with all of your soul. Oh, thank God you're here. It makes you weep with joy and sometimes relief. In that moment, you are who you are. There's no artifice. There's no concern for appearances. There's no agenda for gain. You're just thrilled to be there with them. This is not the same romantic love that you've felt for a lover or a partner. It's something else. It's a feeling of peaceful joy that could soothe you to sleep in one moment and send you screaming and cheering into the next moment. It's feeling at home with someone, trusting them not to hurt you, and knowing that you could never bring yourself to hurt them. There is that loving someone with all your heart when you want them in your lives, you ache to have them with you. But then there's that love that accepts that they are part of your lives, and you couldn't be more pleased. That's loving God with all your soul. Trusting God. In that trust, we can share who we are, without fear that God might reject us or ridicule us or hurt us, because God wouldn't. God couldn't, because God is part of who we are. And accepting that and living like that's true, that's loving God with all your soul. It's believing that God cares about us, regardless of how we might feel about ourselves. It's believing, even beyond reason or passion, that God loves even you. Jesus, they asked, what's the most important commandment? And he told them, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Those who have ears to hear, let them understand. Do something goofy in the name of loving God. Ask a question in the name of loving God. Be yourself, your real self, in the name of loving God. And it will make you smile. It will probably make you cry. It might make you laugh. It might even change your life. But then, love is like that. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, help us to love without fear. Help us to love you with all of our heart, all of our minds, all of ourselves, our very souls. And let us not do it in an abstract way, but let us do it in very real ways. Let us live in this truth that we love and that we are loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.